Hola.
Salut.
Hallo and welcome to our new episode of our podcast. It's all about solidarity. Today we have a new volunteer with us.
Hello, my name is Pedro. I'm from Spain and I'm 22 years old. And nice to meet you, everyone here.
Yeah, nice. Nice to have you with us and to talk about your experience that you already made here in Poland. So let's come to the first question. What is your task in your host organization? What are you doing there? And
yeah, I'm in a primary school. This is the only primary school in all the project, in the foundation. And yeah, I'm there just helping in some lessons. Sometimes I'm in Spanish lessons because they have there. And I'm doing sport lessons too. And using they are the school is a integration school too. They have Asperger and autism children there, so we are helping with them in sensory integration lessons. So it's really funny.
Okay, and what did you do before the project? Did you have any experience with working with children?
Yeah, I was studying 4 years in an university teaching education. So now I'm graduate and I decided to come here. And during the university, I did three different internships. So yeah, I was in three different schools working with different contexts, with different children, different all ages. So yeah, more or less, I can say that I have a little bit of experience, not too much. But
what do you like the most about the school you are volunteering in?
To be honest, I don't know, I like everything. Leave school is so nice because you get a lot of experience of them. I'm learning too much about how to do the lessons in Spanish, how to interact with children, how to interact with them, so how to manage the lessons. So I'm getting a lot of experience. And at the same time, I think that, I don't know, I like to be with children, with the young children, with older one. And I have good relationship with them. I mean, I'm in the school and they see me and they want to, get five. And so for me, so, pleasure. I feel really good when I arrive there.
So what was the biggest challenge in your school until now? How is it going with the language barrier? Is there one or not?
Yeah, the language barrier is always difficult, I think, just for all the people that are here in all the places, because you have to manage and you have to talk with a lot of teachers. Doesn't matter if you are in a kindergarten and you are in a school, and even if you talk with the children. But for me, the most the most difficult challenge is just to renovate myself all the days, because I have to propose different projects. And sometimes you feel like you are not, getting some advances, and then, or you feel that you have different projects, but they are not working, or they are not, you don't achieve any project. So sometimes it's difficult and frustrating, but at the same time, I mean, I have good relationship with my mentor in the school and good relationship with the children. So, there is a compensation with this.
Is there a best moment would you like to talk about, maybe?
In the school, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. There is too much. For me, the best moment was when I arrived there, because you just realize that everything is new for you, because there is a lot of children. In Spain, it's different because we have 6 degrees, and here they are 8. And I mean, the people who are in the 8 degrees, usually they are in this high school in Spain. So for me, it was really shock, they are old and they are there with the young children. And we arrive there, they watch to me and they say, oh my God, who are you? What are you doing here? And why you don't speak Polish? They start to speak with me in Polish and I didn't know anything. And I don't have maybe to say any the best moment, but just to say that all this process, that how you are changing and communicating with the children, are really good, because you start with nothing and now you are getting something that is changing too much. So for me, it's really pleasure, pleasant.
And one question about the volunteering process, how you How did you find this project, and why did you want to join especially this project?
I mean, I finished my university, like I said before, and I didn't know what to do in the future. And I was working in Spain in a company there, like a cafe. And there was a teacher who was in my university there, and I had a good relationship with him because he was all the day there in the Starbucks and I was working. And he asked me what you will do next year, because you know, in Spain it's so typical that when you finish, you have to study for the positions to get a job in the public schools. And I didn't want this because, I mean, I'm 22 years old. I didn't want to, like, just put my life in a square and don't, you know, open to other experiences. And he told me about the European Voluntary Services, like the European Solidarity Corps. And I was, like, finding some projects. I was, like, seeing what I wanted. And, I decided to come here because I like the project. I wanted to be in a primary school and learn and just to improve my skill in teaching, because in the future I would like to be in a school. And at the same time, I wanted to, like, a new country, not go for England to learn English or to improve my English or France. I mean, Poland is now in Spain is a little bit on fashion, we can say, because all the people go there for Erasmus. And I had a lot of friends that came here and they told me, wow, Poland is great. And at the same time, I was living in a little town. And Warsaw is so big. So it's a big change, and I wanted to have a big challenge. And everything is, you know, positive for me now.
Okay. Have you ever been before in Poland, or it was the first time for you when you came?
No, it was the first time. Yeah, I had never been here. There was a lot of friends here, but I didn't have the opportunity to come to visit them because it was in hard times. I had a lot of exams and lessons, and it was so difficult for me to come here. But yeah, I get a lot of information from there, and they told me that it's great, you have to go there. And now they are wondering to come here, so it's like, good. Yeah, I have opportunity to visit, and I'm so glad to be here.
So did your expectation before you start the project become reality, like with the program and also like the city and your whole situation? Or
to be honest, my expectation was so low because, I mean, when you came here in this project, you have to be prepared for the worst, you know, because if you came here and say, no, my experience will be so good, I will have a lot of friends, I'll meet a lot of people, there not will be any difficulty. I mean, when you have any difficulty, you will say to like how to deal with them. No, so yeah, but I wanted to came here, and my expectation at the same time was so high because I started to talk with the other Spanish volunteers that was in this project, and I started a relationship with them talking about what we will do. And I didn't know any of the problem, I mean the people who are in from the other countries, but yeah, I thought that will be nice because I was living for years with other people and I had never had any problem, so why it will be different, no? So yeah, I think that my expectation was high, but at the same time, you know, prepared for everything.
So, and how is your general view about Warsaw? Do you like the city or not? Or
to be honest, yeah, I like it. When I came here, I like it. It was, I mean, when we were visit all the city center and those things, yeah, I like it. But in comparison with other cities in Poland, maybe it's not so great. For example, we were in Krakow and I like it too much. In Wrocław, it's the same. So yeah, but I mean, I like it because it's a big city. You have to deal with it. With like, you live in the other part of Warsaw, you have to take buses and manage everything and times. So it's good. I like Warsaw and I like Poland.
Yeah, and as you said, we are all part of the European Solidarity Corps and we live together with people from different countries, different cultures, different religions.
Yeah.
How is it going in your case to live together with a lot of people from different cultures.
How is going in your way?
Yeah.
You mean how is going in your way? How do you feel? You, yeah. Like both. How do you feel?
I feel quite comfortable with everything.
Yeah, it's quite well.
Yeah, away from me should be different, you know?
I don't know, just to ask questions.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, we are, I think that most of the people that we are here, we are prepared for this. We are ready for new experiences, for contact with people from other countries, you know? And yeah, that's when I arrive here and I see, oh, I want to, because, you know, Spanish people, we are like so close for Spanish people. And I knew that there is two more Spanish people in the program. And when I realized that I'm not going to live with them or like this, I feel a little bit, you know, to be honest, I was a little bit scary about what will happen. But when I arrived there and I start to talk with all of us and all, it was really good. And you learn a lot about other countries and you have the possibility to learn not only the culture, if not the language, everything, I think. So at the end, you realize that maybe you are from Austria, you are from Romania, I'm from Spain, but at the end, we are all the same. No? We have different things in our culture, but we are from Europe and we have different, like, most the same mind, no? We can say. Mm-hmm.
Did you experience any cultural shock until now?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm someone that adapts really good in the situation. Every situation for me, I can to adapt because, you know, you have to be ready for everything. You have to know that will be difficult. You have to know that there will be a lot of difficulties. So yeah, I didn't expect. But for me, the most cultural shock is the weather. No, it's like I'm used to live in a town, in a place that usually we have 20 degrees, 40 degrees in summer, and it's crazy. And here I arrive, and the first week I had -2, -3, and I say, oh my God, we are in October. It's so cold. I can't imagine how we'll be in the future in winter. And at the same time, it's the light. No, there is no light. No, at 4 it's dark. And maybe people who are living in Central Europe or like West or East Europe are more used to, but for me, it's difficult because in Spain, maybe in winter at 6 it starts to be night, not at 4. And this is the best culture shock, to be honest. But it's not culture, it's weather shock.
Weather shock, yeah. So thanks for the participation. It was quite nice to talk with you about that. And always thinking it's all about solidarity and hear you at the next episode.